punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's a pretty nice day out there, according to the Mesonet. We got some winds out there, 10 to 15 miles an hour with higher gusts. Not too shabby. Currently right now in Wellington, Texas, it's 53. Canadian, you're 53. Lipscomb, you're 51. Switch back over. I got it where I can switch between Oklahoma and Texas now. I'm having fun today. How about that? If I can get everything to work the way I want to. All right, there we go. 52 at Cheyenne, 47 at Woodward, 42 at the May Ranch, 45 at Lahoma, and 57 at Grandfield, and 53 at Hollis. Nice day out there. Enjoy it. I think it's going to be a little chillier tomorrow. Some people might get some rain or snow tomorrow. Some people probably won't. Anyway, I got a special guest in the studio today from the Hudson Angus Farms, Bert and Joe. They're famous. If you don't believe them, we'll ask them here in just a little bit. I actually got to meet Joe for the first time at the Cattlemen's Congress, so it was good to meet him. And I think your wife was there too, wasn't she? Yeah, she was there too. We'll get on to them here in just a little bit. Let's check out what the market's doing on the grains. Corn March is 676, May is 675, July 664, soybeans for March 1512, May is 1507, July is 1498. Soybean meal, May 467.50. That was March. May is 453.80. July is 444.70. And hard red winter wheat, March, $8.44. May is 836. Oats for March, 369. May, 363. And looks like cotton, both March and May, 83 cents a pound. It's down just a little bit. And a couple things to announce that I didn't get to yesterday. I'm sure you guys have already heard it, but I wanted to get it over with before I got to talking to Joe and Bert. The House Republican Steering Committee announced its recommendations for GOP members to serve on the House Agriculture Committee. That included 15 returning members and 12 new ones. The committee chair, G.T. Thompson, said he welcomes the diverse group of guys that will be people that will actually be in there to represent the 118th Congress. It's imperative we hit the ground running through a rigorous hearing schedule, listening sessions, aggressive oversight. I look forward to working closely with my colleagues as we put forward solutions that provide certainty for rural America. Representative Frank Lucas from our area returns to the committee. He chaired from 2011 to 2015. Thompson said he brings valuable knowledge and experience to the Farm Bill process and the committee as a whole. And the Farm Bill is probably the first thing that's on their agenda come up here pretty quick. During his four-year chairmanship, Lucas helped craft the 2014 Farm Bill. As a committee member, he had input in every bill since 1996. According to him, returning to the Agriculture Committee feels like coming home. Other returning committee members included Austin Scott, Rick Crawford, Doug LaMafia, Trent Kelly, Don Bacon, Dusty Johnson, Jim Beard, Tracy Mann, Mary Miller, Barry Moore, and Brad Feinstein. So anyway, be interesting to see what happens on the with the ag bill that's coming up. Also, guess what? There's all kinds of stuff going on with the waters of the United States. The National Cattlemen's Beef Board has filed lawsuit against the EPA, and now the Texas Attorney General, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty more behind these guys. Said red states are preparing to slug it out in courts over one of Biden's administration's signature environmental rules. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced Wednesday he filed a challenge against the new EPA and Army Corps of Engineers definition of which waterways and wetlands are subject to federal permitting requirements. Legal action is necessary to curtail the admin's continued intrusion into the rights of Texans and our ability to control our own natural resources. I'm proud to file this lawsuit challenging Biden's WOTUS rule and remain committed to pushing back against the Biden administration. The announcement came just hours after the Texas oil and gas regulators approved a motion Wednesday urging Paxton to challenge the new rule. It's time to start suing, said Texas Railroad Commission Christy Craddock during an agency meeting. I think the AG's going to have a good time with this one. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers unveiled their definition of waters of the USA December 30th, but the new rule wasn't published in the Federal Register until last Wednesday. The publication of regulation triggered a 60-day deadline of lawsuits before the rule takes effect in March. Challenges to the waters of the USA rule are expected to land in multiple federal district courts across the country. The Biden administration aims to strike a middle ground between Obama's administration expansive clean water rule and the Trump-era navigable waters protection rule. Both the Obama and Trump waters of the USA rules faced hurdles in court. Texas was amongst the states that supported the Trump rule and challenged the Obama regulations. North Dakota may also soon join the legal fray. There we go. I told you guys I'd update you on anything on the WOTUS, and there it is. There's lots to come. It's very important because they're talking about dictating. If you got a stream on your place that only runs certain times of the year and then it goes dry during the summer, according to the new EPA rules, they can tell you what to do with that. So, and that I'm not stirring you up. It's the truth. If you get in there and read these new rules they got, it's defined by some kind of stream. I don't remember what it was. I read it a couple of days ago, but there's all kinds of crap going on with this new deal. So, plus the Supreme Court's supposed to rule on what they had. I think the Sackett against the EPA or Hackett or whichever was that name. I can't remember the name that's suing them, but they're going to get after it. So anyway, well, when we come back, I'm going to talk to Joe and Bert. They got a big bull sale and got some females in the sale coming up January 28th, 1 o'clock in the Elk City Farm here on the southwest end of the city limits. And so anyway, they got a great sale. It was a very successful sale last year. You've had some good. This is number 10. Yep, this is number 10. Anyway, text line is wide open and at 580-225-9697 if you got any questions for them or for me or whatever. And we are going to be Facebook Live. We're streaming live also on KECOFM.com. We're on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. So all kinds of things going on. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. More about them right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 13th. 1,846 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 286 brought 250. 9 at 456 brought 242. 4 at 491 brought 222. 15 at 617 brought 192. 10 at 654 brought 187. 16 at 663 brought 186. 4 at 678 brought 180. 5 head of heifers at 370 brought 210. 11 at 447 brought 190. 9 at 463 brought 192. 13 at 510 brought 180. 12 at 540 brought 177. 25 at 646 brought 168. 25. 12 at 668 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 37 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 58 to 110. Bred cows were 850 to 1675. Pairs brought 900 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me see here. I got to talking in here. Wellington, Texas. Currently, you're at 54 degrees. Humidity's 36. The winds are out of the southeast at 19 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 23. Peak gust so far today is 26, and so far you've got 0.03 tenths of an inch so far this month. So anyway, sub-freezing minutes, it was cold. 233 minutes of the day you were below freezing, and your 8-inch soil temperature is 46 degrees. I do like the Texas Mezzanit, the West Texas Mezzanit, except they just don't give me a long range forecast, and that's the only thing I don't like about it. So I'm going to figure it out one of these days. All right, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Joe Sanders, Mr. Bert Hudson. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bert.
Thank you.
You've seen what's in that catalog. What do you keep looking for?
I have to catch up with them. I get ahead of me sometimes.
Yeah, I need to get over here and open mine up, too. Well, Joe, how long you been working for Bert?
Over 12 years, I believe.
Have you?
Yeah.
And I can't believe I just now met you in the last month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I see him
a
lot.
We crossed paths.
I bet we have. Just didn't know who each other was. Well, welcome to the show. And I drive by you guys' operation every day. Yep. And you guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And I like the white fence.
Yeah.
You know when you're at Burt's is when you see the white fence. And so, anyway, and then that pop-up sprinkler system he's got out there in that front pasture. And but anyway, welcome to the show. Your 10th annual Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale is coming up Saturday, January 28th. Looks like you're going to have 65 bulls and 20 bred heifers. Last year was very successful.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it was. How many bulls did you guys end up selling?
You know, I believe we had about 75 in the sale, and we sold another potload of private treaty bulls.
Bulls afterwards.
Right after the sale.
Yes, sir. It was a good deal, and your average was really good. And these are all registered Angus, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then, Bert, question for you. How much has the cattle industry changed in the last 20, 30 years?
Well, it's changed a lot. Now then, you know, all the expenses are so great and everything. That's how come we got on this feed efficiency kick.
Right.
I didn't know nothing about it 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, we select everything by looking at it.
Right.
Well, when we got to doing all this electronic testing, and this company's out of Canada.
Right.
And I thought it was kind of crazy, but then whenever we got to getting the results back, and the people kept wanting to buy our cattle because we sold in with among, probably another 200-300 bulls.
Right.
And they got to wanting to, they didn't know whose was whose up there in Nebraska. I was up there several years. And they got to asking for the BH brand. Now, we thought it was pretty funny, but the people up there didn't because we'd done past them.
Yeah, that's
great.
And so
we got real interested. And then when Joe come on board, him and his wife, they was real interested. So we finally put a system in down here and got to doing the heifers. And when we got to doing the seed stock replacement heifers, we kind of went past everybody else.
Right.
On the feed efficiency. Because we was using the factory out there, instead of just the bulls.
Right.
And it's been very well. And when people discover what's going on, and they go out, and we raise ours on forage, not a big grain ration. So when they buy them, they don't go out there and fall apart in 6 weeks.
Right.
They're used to roughage.
Right.
And so it's worked out this real good. And Joe and them look after all of that and keep all that stuff. Now, the records that we get come back out of Canada. We can see all this as it leaves our place. But you cannot touch that stuff or do anything with it. So that's what makes it good.
Right.
It goes up there, and then they send us our information back. Now, we can see it on a computer, what they're doing.
Right. And well, it's amazing to me that with all this electronic tracking of cattle, and because I know since I was a kid or in high school how much the beef quality has way improved to today. Because I've said this a few times on the show, old Joe Blow went out there, bought him some cows, got him a bull, threw him out there in the pasture, and whatever made it to the sale barn is what made it to the sale barn. Today, basically, your customer buying your cattle and the consumer with the end product eating at the store, that should be the most important people.
Right.
And our beef is grading so much better nowadays.
Yes.
And so they're good. Well, Joe, tell us a little bit about the bulls coming up.
It's a really good, stout set of bulls. The two-year-olds are really exceptional. All the way through, there's 37 that are negative RFI bulls, which the negative RFI are the feed-efficient bulls.
Right.
And 24 of those are in the top 10% of the Angus breed for feed efficiency. 21 of those 24 are in the top 5%, and there's 6 that are top 1% or higher.
Top boys.
Yeah.
They're big boys.
Yeah.
Well, explain to a lot. There's a lot of listeners out here that are ranchers or farmers and own cattle. They might own cattle. Explain to them about the feed efficiency.
We run all the bulls and females through our feed efficiency tests. What we do is it'd be 60 days in the pens. 10 of those days are warm up, getting used to the equipment so they can be where they need to when the trial actually starts. So 50 days on test. And the system has, we have 4 bunks per pen. 8 to 9 animals per bunk is what you can figure for your pen, each pen. But only one animal can eat at a bunk at a time, and it reads their EID tag. The bunks are on scales, so it knows exactly how much each animal's eaten per day over the whole test. And then we also have a water system with a platform that gets a half body weight, which these guys in Canada have figured out how to convert that to a full body weight within a half a percent of accuracy. So, I mean, very accurate. So we've got a very accurate average daily gain on top of knowing how much they're eating per day.
Right.
And kind of for our selection of what we would keep back are the high-gaining, low-intake cattle.
Okay. So. And that's the ones you guys keep back?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. And then, so you got one bull that you... that catches your eyes in the catalog.
Yeah.
Which one?
I got a few.
Well, I know you got more than a few, but let's sell that one right now.
I tell
now.
You, the lot two bull, he's kind of proof of what this feed efficiency is and stacking pedigrees of feed efficiency. His sire is the SS Surefire G27 bull. We bought that bull out of Midland, three or four years ago.
Okay.
He was the number one indexing number one feed efficient bull in the Midland bull test that year. That's out of, 400 head of Angus bulls.
That's a lot of bulls.
Yeah. So, I mean, we knew what we were getting with him. And then the cow side, looking there on that, three generations of feed efficient cows behind him on that. And he's in the top 1% on negative RFI. He's got the looks to go with him. He's a big, big, stout, good made bull and good EPDs.
So you guys take 4,000 for him right now?
I'm just kidding.
Because I was going to write you a hot check.
Yeah.
No, he does. He looks really good.
Yeah.
And then you look at his numbers through there and that dollar B figure, that 175 plus, that's huge number. It's a great number. I just got the catalogs. This is my bad. I hadn't got to look through all these just yet. Yeah. But by the way, while we're talking about it, if they want a catalog, how do they get one right now?
Give us a call. It's getting late, but we'd get one in the mail just
Can they look at this online?
Yes, you can look at it online.
There you go.
There's links on our Facebook. There's links on our website.
Yep.
And it's actually at Angus. We use Angus to publish it. So
yeah,
so,
you can get on the Angus website.
Yes,
either that or go to HudsonAngusFarms.com.
Yes,
it'll
sir.
Be on there. So
yep.
Anyway, but no, it's a great catalog. And like I said, that's coming up January 28th at 1 o'clock here at the ranch. It's the Carter exit. Just get off, head south, go underneath I-40, depending on which way you're coming from. But it's just right south of I-40 on the Carter, the 34 highway.
I had 1130 road.
Yeah, I was hitting there going 34 highway, like you was going to Carter, headed towards Mangum. Easy to find, right off the interstate. Easy, and you guys got trucking available for people buying?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right. Well, let's stop right here. Let's come back, talk about it some more, and talk some more about the feed efficiency. Now, I got to dig into you while you're here on the show live. I got to find out who Joe Sanders is because I've known him all my life.
Yeah.
So, anyway, him and my dad were good buddies. So, anyway, we'll be right back after this, and we'll have more coming up on the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Kicking Country and Taking Names.
Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it.
Country music superstar Chris Cagle live Saturday, January 28th. Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
What a beautiful day.
Chris Cagle, one night only, live at Sugar Creek Casino.
Let's go good.
Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
My name is Justin Ettinger, and my wife Jo and I bought our 2022 Nissan Armada at Windy Nissan, and we just love it. Went out there because we wanted to see the Armada. I know Nissan's got a good reputation, and so didn't know anybody out there, but once we got out there and met Bryce and Larry and Corey, just felt really comfortable. I mean, all those guys just felt really comfortable down home, down to earth, and helped us get where we need to be. At Windy Nissan, Bryce was actively looking for us to try to find the vehicle that we really wanted. And ultimately, it came down to the one on the showroom floor. And he never, you know, he didn't shut us down to say, well, no, we can't get there, so good luck. It was, well, let me see what I can do to get us there. And he did. I just didn't feel any pressure whatsoever. I mean, I felt like they were truly, truly wanting to work with me. I felt like we did very well. We got more on our trade than we expected, and they discounted the price of the vehicle more than I thought they would. I'm Justin Ettinger, and my wife, Jo, and I just really love our Nissan Armada from Windy Nissan.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. We're back. Man, we're doing a lot of talking off air, aren't we? So here is your Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast. I'm choosing Woodward today. 48 degrees currently at Woodward. 44 is the wind chill. The winds are out of the east, 8 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 10. Humidity's 41% today. Sunny and 54, light winds. Tonight, you guys have a 50% chance of rain. I hope you get it, too. 33 for low. Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain or snow. 43 for high. The winds will switch in the morning from the southeast and be coming out of the north tomorrow. Sunny, starts warming back up. 48 degrees. Monday, partly cloudy. 48. And then Monday night, you have another 50% chance of wintry mix. And Tuesday, you 37 for a high Tuesday and a 40% chance of snow showers. That is your forecast for Northwestern Oklahoma. All right. Back to Mr. Joe Sanders and Mr. Bert Hudson. Do you own the Angus Farms or is your wife? Do you own the ranch or does your wife?
I'm just a hand out there.
Okay, well, at least you're not lying about it. Anyway, before I get going too far into this, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be ready to help you with all their product, with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving you, and they're easy to find. They're just on the east side of Wheeler. If you're coming in from the east, one of the first businesses you hit, they're on the south side of the road. Okay. Along with bulls, Mr. Joe.
Yes, sir.
What are you selling?
We've got 20 head of bred heifers that we'll be offering. 10 of those will be registered, and 10 of those will be commercial.
Okay.
And then we also have about 16 second calf cows that we're offering this year. And
they're not second calf heifers like I call them?
Yeah, however you want to call them. But, but they'll be, I mean, sure enough, good, you know. We did the hard work with them. We got them calved out and got them bred back. So they're about to have their second calf.
And nice set of heifers,
yes,
too,
sir.
And cows.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, good. Well, I want to dig into you for a minute.
All right.
I know Bert.
Yes, sir.
And we know he doesn't own a Hudson Angus Farms.
Yeah.
We found that out just now. But he really does. Don't you people out there take me serious. But Where'd you come from? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up at Loki Bicycles.
Okay.
So,
not too far.
Western Oklahoma boy. And
yeah.
So, went to Oklahoma State, got my bachelor's in animal science business with a minor in ag econ.
Okay.
And after college, me and my wife moved down to Antlers, and I managed a ranch for about a year and a half. And I was ready to come back to Western Oklahoma, and my brother-in-law knew Bert, knew he was looking for somebody, and I got his number and called him, and
we came up
weekend, and so.
So it's been a great relationship.
Yes, sir.
12 years.
Yep.
I'm not saying Bert's hard to get along with,
but he's
a strong businessman.
Yes. he's not hard. He's been great to us, treated us like family from day one, and you do your job, and that's a
first class operation out there. There's no two ways about it. And Bert, are you enjoying having him?
Oh yeah, heck yeah! I was 70 years old before I ever got a good hand that could run the whole deal in this registered business. You know, this is a pain to do all of this.
Oh yeah.
But if we can't improve something and help the people that use our product, we don't need to be doing it. We just go back to the regular stocker operation.
Let's go back to that story you was telling me on break. You ran into a guy here, if you don't mind sharing it. You ran into a guy here just, was it yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell everybody the ending of this guy buying some bulls from you.
Yeah. Well, he was an old field hand out here, and he worked with Anadarko Dozer years ago. Of course, everything I've done now in that business was years ago in the construction business. And I knew Harlan Henderson for a long time, but I hadn't seen him in 15 years. And he was in my son-in-law's machine shop there when I walked through there. And I thought, boy, that guy looks familiar. But I went on and I pulled down the drive. And of course, somebody's always calling me this, that, and the other. And I stopped and talking. And he pulled up beside me and he said, "You don't know me, do you?" I said, "Well, you look familiar." Well, he got to talking to me, and through the conversations, he got to tell him about him and his son buying this bull off of us about 4 years ago, which Joe had sold it to him. I didn't really remember it at the time. And he's telling me several stories. We sat there and visited a while. And he said, "Now, when we wean them calves," he said, we've got three different pastures, and we weigh our calves off. He said, "Do you know how much them calves weighed over those others when you get done?" I said, just guess. I said, I kind of missed it. I said, "Well, from kind of what I know about this stuff, I'm going to figure you got 100 pounds more." He looked at me and laughed. He said, "Well, you's more right than I was. Is 106 pounds. I said, "Okay, if you had 106 pounds more to sell, because you said you sold your calves after you weaned them," I said, "what was that worth?" He said, "That's right." He said, "That made that bull a whole lot cheaper."
Yeah.
Because, you know, we raise them to get out on the range and do the forage.
Right.
We don't feed corn out on the range and all that high-dollar stuff.
Right.
Because they can't, out in this desert, you got to have a tough animal that'll digest that forage.
Right.
And do good. And on the average, the way GrowSafe figures that up there, we're probably, most of these cows is eating 15 to 20% less Well, if they're eating less forage, no more than we grow in this country, no more, that's a pretty good plus.
It's a big plus.
You know, I just hope the farmers and ranchers will think about this and take it to heart, you know. We got to be lean and mean anymore.
Yes.
We can't hardly afford this fertilizer to do these improved grasses unless we get something back.
Yes. Well, just like your example of talking to him, 106 pounds. Let's just say $2 a pound. So that's $212. All right. Take that times 25 or 30 head. That bull's. Yep. Let's just say it's a $5,000 bull for easy conversation here. Yep. That bull paid for almost all of, not all of his.
He had that bull on 27 cows, and I think he weaned 25 or 6 calves.
Okay. Let me do the numbers here. I'll get the calculator out. You keep talking, Bert. And so let's go 25 calves times $212. That's $5,300 that bull paid for itself first year.
Yep. But, you know, people forget to start figuring all that in, but I usually don't tell them that much. I just kind of know what they will do most of the time on pretty good cows.
Right.
But if you just done 60 pounds, you know, on the same feed, same everything, that's a plus.
Right.
Well, that's what we got.
Let's just take half of what he got. He had 106 pounds. Let's go 50 pounds. He still will pay for the half of the bull the first year. The next year, he's paid for.
Yep.
That $5,000 was cheap.
Yep.
Too many people buy bulls by the price. You know,
yeah, well, we had this conversation.
That cheap price can cost you money.
Yeah.
Even though you thought he was a bargain, you put the pencil to it. Because I've kind of noticed a lot of people that make money in the cow business don't keep any records.
Really? You noticed that, too? Mine sat there on the dash of my truck.
Yes. Just keep a little bit. You don't have to get extensive, you know. We do this just because Joe and Krista, they love it. They're into it all the time.
You have a really good bull cell.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to help people while you're going along here. Just don't get out there and just sell them anything.
So you think the days of going out there, walking through a pen, looking at a bull without looking at this, if you didn't have this, do you think the days of just going, I like that bull because I like where his tail head is, or do you think those days are gone?
For us, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's, they need to look the part, but without this data, they won't go into our herd.
Right.
You know, Krista, she spends hours looking at semen catalogs and going back looking at pedigrees, and we won't AI anything unless there's potential for feed efficiency.
Right.
So you guys look at
the EPDs to match this bull, whether it's this bull over here with this set of cows or these cows, because I'm sure you guys got your cows separated in different categories and stuff. That way, when you match this set up here, you'll get the one that'll do the best on the feed efficiency.
That's the goal. And you know, these EPDs, these Angus EPDs, they're good for what they are, but feed efficiency isn't one of those things. We get all that information from, which Vitelli now used to be GrowSafe.
So do you guys help out any of the people that buy your bulls to improve their cow herd with this same thing?
That's the goal, yes sir.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. You know, if we can't help them a little bit to make a little bit more money,
they won't be back.
We just will be selling bull. It'd be a whole lot easier after all this record keeping and all this stuff. It's it's
now,
a pain.
On this feed efficiency, is there a certain kind of feed out there that is better than, I mean, we're not talking corn. What are we talking about in the feed efficiency?
It can be any. You can feed on anything to get your feed efficiency.
Okay.
But we do it on a roughage ration just so those bulls will, to best simulate being on.
Like
forage.
He said, you can feed them a lot of good stuff, hot stuff.
Yes.
And when them people get them home, they
won't be happy with
it. They won't be happy.
Yeah, it's like creep feeding a calf. Boy, he'll sure look good and wean good, but you figure the dollars and you wean him, and that sucker will lose 20, 30 pounds as soon as you wean him.
And plus what you lost on feeding them feed this year. I did a test, pulled them off the cows, cell barn. Weaned them 115 days, crip feed them we got the rain in August, and that saved me. Mm-hmm. We had green Bermuda grass down there and fed them hay, and they didn't lose anything, but it didn't gain anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's the way you don't need to do it. I'm saying that's what happened this year because our input costs are so high.
Yep.
And I figured the cost of the fertilizer to put it in there, oh, yeah. Putting
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, figuring that.
Yeah,
in there,
and you got labor, mm-hmm. but farmers don't figure labor.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't keep records, or you go to the house pretty quick.
Yeah. So but they don't figure fuel in their truck, but some do. And I'm not saying now. I'm not saying you're silly out there. I'm giving you a hard time because some of my buddies, I've been on them lately. So you don't know what you're doing, but anyway, January 28th, 1 o'clock, that's Saturday, at the Hudson Angus Farms. Bert's wife owns this operation. So anyway, you guys got a feed going on for buyers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
And what time is that?
Usually start serving about 11:30.
I got you. And then got that coming out. Easy to find. It's 34... I don't know what exit is 34 highway.
That's 32 exit.
32 exit, yes. But it's 34 highway. That's the one that goes south towards Carter and Mangum. You can see the ranch from I-40. If you get lost, it's your own fault.
And that's a heated barn too. And you you don't sit in bleachers. You sit at a table and
right.
Gets pretty comfortable.
Yep. And then they got that going on. Any questions? You can go to Hudson Angus Farms Facebook page, or you can go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, and any of the they got a big ad right here in the Penny News, and they are on my Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale calendar in the Penny News also. This is easy to find. They got a big ad. Call Joe, call Bert, see what's going on. It's going to be good. Bert, you and I were talking a little bit before we landed a big meeting here in Elk City coming up.
Yeah, the Patriot women, and Sandy Dean kind of the head of that.
Yep.
We've been kind of watching what's been going on with this 30-30 takeover. The land grab. Yes, that land grab. And people's not taking that real serious. I talked to two or three guys at the fertilizer plant. Oh, I guess it was Monday. I was over there for a minute. They didn't know what I was talking about. And I've seen
this surprises me.
Yeah, they didn't really know. I met one guy right down here at the bank out there, and he asked me something, and I was telling him about what we were doing. Well, I never heard of that. And I said, well, you better go to paying attention. You're not listening to the news, are you?
There was just a huge meeting up here at Visai.
Yeah, I went to that meeting at Visai, and I was the only one from down here that went. And it was a very interesting meeting. A lady named Angel Cushing. She talked for an hour and a half, never missed a name, never stuttered, told the whole story. And she's from Kansas, up by Emporia. And those two counties nearly lost their
rights
to feed cattle, run cattle. They almost...
Run barbed wire.
Yeah, they was going to exempt barbed wire. You don't run barbed wire up there no more.
Yeah.
But they got that stopped.
Right.
We can stop it here. I've got to talk to the county commissioners and get them on board. But there is a law that they can enforce and get in here and stop that. But people has got to wake up and pay attention because they do all this behind the scene. It's kind of like what you were talking about with that EPA and that water deal.
Yeah.
They better pay attention to that, too. You won't own the water out there in the mud puddle in front of your house.
No, I'm with you because until you sent me some information here a while back, and I checked on that deal, and then when I was talking to her on the show there, I was telling her about where my daughter lived. Well, her daughter lives right down the street from my daughter.
Huh.
And then when I was talking to my son-in-law about, because the Flint Hills Preserve backs up to their backyard.
Yes.
And they found out they couldn't even move their fence or even take it out to clean it up. And he called me and said, "You weren't kidding, were you?" I said, "No, I wasn't."
We had a meeting right here at City Hall just a few days ago. And there wasn't five or six local people, but there was some people there that had drove 4 hours to this meeting right here to Elk City. And that, there was a senator he's not a senator now, Jake Merrick.
Oh, yeah.
His name. I wished everybody could have heard that. That guy presented that very well, and then there was another guy after him. But that was a very interesting meeting. They were, I mean, you could hear a pin drop.
Oh, cool. Well, this one's coming up February the 13th here at Elk City Hall, here at the City Hall here in Elk at 6:30. And there'll be more to come from it. Sandy Dean's supposed to be getting me a flyer.
Yes.
And I'll post it on our Facebook page, and we'll probably talk about it again between now and then. And I'm glad you come in, because, like I said, Angel, 5 minutes with her on the phone, I was just like, ah. And then, yeah, it was real. And then I called my son-in-law up there. He went and checked on it, because he's, you know, like I said, those Flint Hill Preserve backs right up to their house, their fence line.
Yeah.
And he found out Angel wasn't kidding.
No, they like to lost their farm over that.
Yes. So, anyway, there's crazy stuff going on in America right now.
Right under your nose, but they don't want you to know it. They want to come up, knock on your door, and throw you out.
I got a text message that I want to read. One of 5 or 10 of them I got here, but this one was a good one. This is for YouTube. Just wanted to say, if you really want some great genetics in your cattle herd, you should go to the Hudson Bull Sale. All my cows in my herd come from Burt directly, and in the return of the investment is amazing. Keep in mind, it doesn't cost any more to feed a good cow as it does to feed a regular cow. How about that?
I don't know who it was, but I'll go for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll give you his phone number. It doesn't matter.
No, it don't matter. It's like I'm running into Harlan there.
Joe, you pay this person Texas in?
No.
Well, anyway, guys, I got to get to a break, and thank you for coming in, and I'll mention the bull sale a bunch more.
Just go ahead and mention, if somebody can't make it, it will be on Superior on Click to Bid. They can watch it online and bid online.
All right, cool. Yep. Well, Joe, thanks for your bio.
You bet.
That was a little more boring than I thought it was going to be. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you both for coming in. Bert, it's always a pleasure to be around you. And you guys have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, January the 17th, we sold 665 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, January the 19th, we sold 4,618 calves and feeders for a total of 5,283 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows, 81 to 92. Thin cows bring 69, 77, 50. Bulls brought 70 up to 105. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed, $1 up to 116. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1275 to 1600. 9 and older bred cows, 1100 to 1225. 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1585 to 1650. And our 9 and older pairs, 1300. On our steer cattle, 3 to 350 steer, 251 to 267. 4 to 450, 198 to 226. 5 to 550, 185 to 220. 6 to 650, 177 to 189. 7 to 750, 172 to 177.50. 8 to 850 steers, 169.5 to 177. 18 steers weighing 968 bring 160. And our 1,050 pound steers, 159 to 161. On our heifers, 3 to 350 average, $2 to 208. 4 to 450, 184 to 207. 5 to 550, 167 to 187. 6 to 650, 160 to 176. 7 to 750, 162 to 172.5. 8 to 850, 155 to 169. And 6 heifers weighing 1,040 bring 147. For this Tuesday, January the 24th, we will have 50 bred cows, 4 to 8 years old. We've got 20 other bred cows and pairs, 3 to 7 years old, 4 by sale time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Kalman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Beef is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 16th. 2,733 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 286 brought 251. 9 at 456 brought 213. 3 at 592 brought 195. 14 at 706 brought 179. 59 at 780 brought 179.25. 24 at 833 brought 178. 45 at 875 brought 173. 4 head of heifers at 318 brought 210. 6 at 453 brought 200. 12 at 549 brought 182.50. 13 at 648 brought 162, 8 at 667 brought 169, 10 at 687 brought 166, 40 at 743 brought 169.50. Butcher cows were 10 to 88, butcher bulls brought 60 to 104, bred cows were 650 to 1150. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Grab your 13 dimes and a nickel.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for Hollis, Oklahoma. 57 degrees currently at Hollis. The winds are out of the southeast at 17. Wind gusts up to 22. Today, 59 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance of rain showers, 36 for a low. Tomorrow, partly sunny, light winds out of the west, 55 degrees. Tomorrow evening, it's going to be a little chilly, not too bad, 28. I had 24 west of Willow this morning when I pulled out of the driveway. Kind of chilly. Sunday, 53 for a high. Sunday night, 32. Monday, mostly cloudy, 55. Winds will be out of the south. 15 to 17, gusting up to 25. Monday night, I guess this south wind's going to blow us in at 50% chance of rain at Hollis. And then Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, freezing rain. I hate to see that. 43 for a high. The winds will be blowing out of the north. 17 to 20 with 25-mile-an-hour gusts at Hollis Tuesday during the day. So we got some rain chances coming up. Hopefully everything is good. A couple other things I wanted to mention to you guys. Again, Joe Sanders and Bert Hudson, thanks for coming in the studio today to talk about your bull sale that you got coming up. The North Fork Red River Conservation is asking you if you're going to order some grass seed for this spring coming up. Best to do it now than later. So anyway, you get a chance, go over there and talk to them and order any of your grass seed that you got that you need coming up. Also, I want to mention that Another bull sale coming up in February, and that's the Harrison Cattle Company 2023 production sale, Tuesday, March the 21st. It's coming up February. I said February. It's coming up in March. Just want to get it on your mind. Bull and female sale, March 21st at 12 noon at the ranch there in Arapahoe. Leslie and Jan Harrison, you can give them a call at 580-331-8103 or go to harrisoncattlecompany.com. And they've got a big ad in the Penny News, too. Man, there's a lot of bull sales I'm going to talk about coming up. All kinds of bull sales coming up. My favorite time of the year. Anyway, you guys have a blessed weekend. Stay warm tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.